Two blue steel trains run through the tunnels of your cool blue steel eyes. Vernon, rock quarry, the vastness of which has nothing on your beautiful mind. Dylan, I hear Dylan when I look at you. I can see it in invisible ink like a tattoo. The yin to my yang, the toughness to my unending softness. A striking example of masculinity, firm in your verticality, sure in your confrontation against all elements and duality. The sun to my wilting daisy, the earth to the wild flower that doesn't care where it grows. Vernon, everything's burnt here. There's no escaping it. The air is fried and on fire. I've never really fallen in love, but whatever this feeling is, I wish everyone could experience it. This place feels like a person. Familiar, like someone I've stood next to before, but never while I was standing next to you. Thank you for being here, for bearing witness to my vastness. Through the years, I've called you in and out of my orbit. You and your madness, the satellite that constellates my world, mimicking the inner chaos that I've disowned. A mirror to my past life retributions, and a reflection of my sadness. If I'm going to keep on living the way that I'm living, I can't do it without you. My feet aren't on the ground. I need your body to stand on, your name to define me. On top of being a woman, I'm scared and ethereal. And there are seven worlds in my eyes. I'm accessing all of them at once. One to draw my words from, and my muses. Another one I try and harness late at night that lies somewhere off of the right of Jupiter. And then, of course, there's this one I live in. The land of a thousand fires. That's where you come in. You, Vernon. Dylan, two blue steel trains running through the tunnels of your cool blue steel eyes, to guide me far from the world of my early days that I can't quite make out clearly, that beckon me towards high sea cliffs on long car rides, towards a future place, a world unknown to me, made up of something surreal and dripping, flowers and solar systems oversized. You, Vernon, Dylan. No words needed to sponge up the dark nights. No explanation for the globes in my eyes, shoulder to shoulder in the factory light, letting me be who I would have been if everything had turned out all right. Three alternative endings now course through my blood on ice. But I thrive because I say I do, and because it's what I write. But honestly, if you weren't here with me, I don't know what things would look like. That's why no matter what world I'm in, I'm accessible by only one satellite. Vernon, Dylan, and you and your madness, with two blue steel trains running through the tunnels of your cool blue steel eyes.